Blog Talk Radio.
What up, Big Brother fans? Tonight is July 8th, 2013, so I want to wish everyone a belated happy 4th of July. I hope everyone had a great holiday weekend. And I just want to say that if you thought that the fireworks were over, not so. Tonight, Michelle Costa has a wonderful, hot, hot, hot Manic Monday planned for everyone. So while we're getting our intros ready, I want everyone to get their drink of choice ready, whether it be sweet tea or wine or a nice cold beer. Get yourselves comfy and ready for a great show. My name is Cherry Garcia, and with me is Mr. Paul from Minnesota. We'll be your co-host tonight. We don't bite. We just screen your calls as they come in and keep the show kind of moving along. So exercise your dialing fingers tonight and call in with your opinions of Big Brother 15 at 1-347-237-5506. We want to hear from you. We're going to say hi to Mr. Paul from Minnesota and see how he's doing, and then we're going to bring up the lovely host of our show, Ms. Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. Paul, how are you doing up there in Minnesota?
I'm doing well. I'm so screwed up with my sleep schedule. These guys are staying up way late, and it seems like all the good stuff happens way late, so I'm doing well, fully involved with Big Brother, and it is definitely, the fireworks are still happening.
They sure are, and the controversies are on, and we have certainly got a lot to talk about. I can't wait to bring up many of the people calling in tonight. First of all, the host of our show, the always, always with it, always beautiful, and now on location and on vacation, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you, babe?
Well, hello, Cherry and Paul. Happy Manic Mondays. Hello, chat room listeners. I am live from Foxwoods Casino, the biggest casino in the world, at the Massaquoit Indian Reservation. So I'm here. I'm on vacay. I got friends from Arizona to Florida to, gosh, everywhere that's meeting up here. So it's going to be a fun weekend. I'm going to give you guys a couple of different landmarks before we get into the big picture here. I drove by a couple cool landmarks that I kind of wanted to share with everybody. So Cherry and Paul, there might be a little trivia question in there. So the first place that I drove by, so if anybody wants me to send her a special message, just let me know. I'll stop at Watch Hill, and I will let Taylor Swift know that you love her or you want her to break up with you. So there's another hit song out there. But I'm right near Taylor Swift. So if anybody out there wants to break up forever, ever, ever, and ever, and ever, let me know. And then here's a little bit of trivia for you guys. So I actually drove by Mystic Pizza. And you guys remember that movie, Mystic Pizza, right?
Oh, my gosh. How could anybody forget that movie?
Okay.
It plays
so
who's
in the movie?
Over and over again.
Who's in the movie, Carrie?
Everyone.
Well, our lovable, you know, all-American girl. Yay, Julia Roberts. So I drove by the Mystic Pizza place, and I was like, oh, my God, hi. It's right down the street from here. So I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of tour guide information if you wanted to know or cared. But tonight we have such a crazy show for you guys, and we'd like to thank all the Big Brother 15 house guests for having us come up and talk about this conversation, because let me tell you something, holy controversy. Okay, so we have tons of past Big Brother house guests calling in. I don't even know what time, when, how many of them, whatever, but they got some things that they have to say, okay? Some of them contacted me and said, I got something to say, and I was like, okay. So this is going to be crazy, and I want you guys, too, to call in. I want you guys to vent and what your thoughts are. What do you guys think about CBS putting it out there a week later? Do you think it was a week too late? Do you think that they kind of had to because, hello, it's up to, what, three people now, Cherry, that have lost their jobs?
At least.
So,
and,
yeah.
You know, TMZ had already reported on it. It hit the New York Times today. It's, you know, it's been, you know, the talk reported on it today. I have that on the Rad Reality Show group page. If anybody wants that missed the talk and wants to see that, you can go to our group page and see that. You can click on the link and actually see the entire edit of what Julie Chen talked about on the talk today. I will also post what is on the New York Times as soon as the show is over on that that page on Facebook as well. I mean, this is getting big headline news, and I think they had to address it. It was something that couldn't be swept under the rug, and their hands were forced. They were not going to be able to sweep this under the rug.
I definitely think they did. They waited a little bit too long, though. I mean, watching it yesterday, I was glad they did it, but it made it seem like it was during her week of HOH, which it wasn't. It was the week before, you know, the first week. You know, as well as I know, Cherry and Paul, that there's CBS World, and then there's everybody else. What I mean by that is the people that watch CBS and, you know, maybe hear a couple things here and there on the internet, which they don't really know why people are saying this about Aaron or whatever, and they come to their defense, and, you know, I don't watch the feeds. I watch Big Brother After Dark, and I read all the blogs, and I do all that. So you quite don't have to watch the feeds to kind of get what's going on, okay? So we have Miss Aaron, who is, if anybody's not familiar, is the Texas girl, well, one of them. And she had a modeling contract with this agency, and they were the first ones to take the step of starting what seemed to be a domino effect for some of these house guests. They, as Sherry was saying, the article was on TMZ first, I think the HuffPost, and basically they dropped her from her contract, and they don't condone any of her remarks, and I think they took the right step. The only thing is that the only person that doesn't know is Aaron. And
she's in the
house. She's saying, you know, that she needed to get her SAG card, and she was planning on moving to L.A. to continue her career and stuff. That's what I was hearing her talking about last night in the feed the night before on the Big Brother After Dark. And I'm thinking to myself, like, holy cow, do you have yourself a rude awakening when you come out of the house? So I think at this point, Aaron's probably at the top of the list. We have Gina Marie. She's from New York, the pageant coordinator. And, I mean, she is supposed to be a pinnacle figure in these girls' lives, because this pageant world, as we all know, we see toddlers and teenagers, they're coming from babies all the way up to their you know, late 20s and stuff for Miss America and all that stuff. You know, she has a position where there's girls that look up to her. And, you know, the comment that she made about, you know, Candace being on the dark side, well, she's already dark. And, you know, the chime in of, well, be careful what you say in the dark because we won't be able to see her. What is wrong with people? Like, what happened to the good old-fashioned calling somebody an asshole, a bitch, a slut? Whatever happened to that?
Like, I know.
And, you know, like, call them a cunt. We don't like that word. We hate that word. Yes. But called, you know what I mean? Like, why would you say something like that? Like, really?
I just don't get it. And like they were saying on the talk today, this girl is 22 and college educated, and you would think that that kind of hate would be somewhat long gone in this country, especially in someone who's, you know, college educated. But apparently it's still very, very, very real and very, very alive in this country. And I think it's taken many of us aback and really opened our eyes to what we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah. I mean, especially with the whole, I think the Paula Deen timing of it maybe made it a little bit more of an effect on everybody. You know, we're talking about Paula Deen, 26 years on, you know, cooking and on her shows, and she's getting fired. And then we're talking about Big Brother contestants, you know, totally different aspect of, you know, fame. And, you know, her Texas or her Southern ways seems to be very familiar with Aaron. And I think that she caught off the CBS producers because I think that they wanted her to be like that Southern girl that everybody was like, oh.
Right.
And they tried as long as they could to keep it looking like she was the, aw. And then they realized, you know what, we can't continue not airing this. We have to do it. And, yes.
We have a little surprise for you.
For moi?
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody that you didn't know was calling in tonight. That I'd like to bring up.
Okay,
and
love surprises.
I don't know. I think they're ready to come up on air now. Somebody that you weren't aware of that was going to call in tonight.
Ooh, I love it. The more the merrier.
And is a Big Brother alumni. And is
nice.
Also on vacation. How's that? So we're going to bring him up real quick and welcome Cowboy from Big Brother 5. How are you?
Doing great, Michelle. How are you, baby?
Oh, I love to hear your voice, my cowboy. Hi, baby. How you doing?
Good. I'm in Vegas hanging out with Big John. And, you know, of course, Dan is an amazing guy. And I say that, you know, you'd think I learned 4 years ago that he's just a boring guy, you know. But
oh, my God, I told him I said hi.
Oh, you're on the speakerphone.
I can hear you, Michelle.
Oh, I love you guys. Big hugs and kisses.
We've,
same to you.
We've had a good time. Of course, I fly back home tonight, and we're just we thought we would call in just for a quick bit and say hello before we have to go and do our last plans before we get on the plane.
Wow. So are you guys going to get naked or wear chicken costumes and run around Las Vegas for one last hurrah?
Yeah, I think Dan's got y'all spooled. Did you know that he ran a marathon this morning? He's not he's not in a wheelchair. He just got y'all fooled.
See, I knew he was a little trickster.
No, he said in his dreams. But, you know, he took us – we got to go to Rick's Restoration, and it was really cool. I never been to the place in 4 years, you know, me coming out to Vegas, and – it was pretty neat to get to meet some of the cast and all the cool stuff that, you know, I've seen actually on TV. And, of course, we also went to Count Customs where, you know, they remodel cars and stuff like that. And that was incredible. I mean,
oh, must have been so cool.
We didn't get to take my nephew and his lot to Pawn Stars just because it was just, the line was just so far out the door. But, you know, it was, you know, neat for them to get to see the outside of it. But, you know, the experience of going to Rick's and Customs, I tell you what, it was really a neat experience.
Oh, it sounds like a blast. That's pretty cool. Now, during your time there, were you guys able to take time out to watch last night's episode of Big Brother?
No, we did not. So we're a little bit behind.
Okay. So let's just, you know everything about the racial slurs and people getting fired?
Yes.
Okay. So they finally aired the racial comments and the homophobic comments and the bigot comments and all that kind of stuff. What are your thoughts on these house guests and how are you going to react when you meet them or, you know, just in general, what's your overall idea of what's going on in there? They have no clue.
You know what? It's one of them things where I think that they're going to be hated for a while. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of pressure on them because of that. You know, I tell you what, I was, you know, called a racist, you know, on the very last episode of my show, you know, when Marvin called me a racist. But, you know, of course, everyone knew that that wasn't true. But to be actually say racial comments and get fired from your jobs and stuff like that, that's going to impact their lives for a while. And I don't know. It's one of them things I don't think they realize what they were doing. You know, sometimes you forget that them cameras and people can actually listen to you.
Yeah, I was saying before you came on, I was saying, what happened to calling somebody a bitch or a slut or an asshole, you know, and, you know, doing something like that. But when you start saying stuff like, oh, go cook the rice and be careful in the dark, you know, like those kind of comments are just crazy to be saying, and you're on TV. And I know being in that house, it's completely different. You don't really realize it. But, I mean, like I had said before we went on air that I read that Jeremy actually just made another homophobic comment on the feeds and was called into the DR immediately after. So I don't know if these people have been talked to about this, which I think that it should have been something where, you know, it was addressed, but they aren't learning from it. I mean, he just a few minutes ago started saying homophobic comments, you know, so You know, I think Alisa made a great comment yesterday on the show when she said, half of this house is playing Big Brother, the other half, it's like Real World. And these kids are so young, you know, and they're kind of like not really thinking where they are. And I think a lot of them haven't really watched Big Brother. And I think that that statement was absolutely true. I mean, it is kind of like watching the Real World, you know. And that's not the way it is. You know, the Real World, Big Brother, even though it's very similar, are two different worlds, you know. So I think that, you know, it's already a lot for them to handle coming out of the Big Brother house. Now it's kind of like, you know, we got to keep an eye on them. You know, we may, hopefully Dr. Zachary talks to them a lot right before she leaves, right before each one of them leaves. Don't you think, Cowboy? And we all know who Dr. Zachary is.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. That is going to happen. But you know what? I tell you what, I think me personally, you know, on the go cook the rice or whatever, I think you should have been evicted out of the Big Brother house right then. And I think that America would probably appreciate it, Big Brother, by doing something like that. I know that would be tough, but, you know, at least it's saying, you know what, we don't support that, you know. And, of course, you know, then you might say, well, that was, but, you know, Julie Chen had pull, whatever. Well, Julie Chen does have pull. You know, she's married to the president of CBS. But I think it's unacceptable, and I think that they did get a slap on their hands, but the thing is America's not going to slap them on their hand. You know, I think that there's going to be a lot of hate mail and all that, and I kind of, you know, it kind of sucks for them.
It really does suck. I know, Paul, did you have something to say?
Oh, I always have lots to say. But,
what do you have to say, Paul from Minnesota?
It is unfortunate that people can lose their jobs and have, you know, things happen because of what they have done in the Big Brother house. But consequences, you know, actions need to have consequences. And consequences eventually help people to learn and to grow, hopefully, I should say, learn and grow. And these are young enough people, I think, that can recover from it once they get out, and hopefully they will have learned from it. And the other thing is they apparently have talked to the house guests in the diary room. They're throwing out words like stereotypes. So apparently that's the common warning that the DR has given them. You shouldn't talk about people in stereotypes and that type of thing. But they definitely have talked to them in the DR, and many of them are trying to watch what they're saying, but it's still coming out, like you said.
Michelle, I think we have one of your other guests on the switchboard, if I may bring him up.
Let's do it.
Would this be our big brother, Ronnie?
Hey.
Hey Ronnie,
what's
how
going
are
on?
You?
Pretty good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
You're on with Michelle Costa and Cowboy from Big Brother 5.
Oh, hey, Cowboy.
Hey, Ronnie. You know, I tell you what, it's kind of weird that I'm on the phone. And, you know, I know that you saw what Judd wrote about you and I. And I thought it was hilarious. Because,
that's crazy. I couldn't believe he picked you two. I'll be honest with you. I was like, really? Like, how the heck do you put you two together? Like, I think you guys are far from being, you know, and put into that, I don't know, that little circle that he had.
Yeah, it happens.
Well,
I don't
know.
I think initially when I got out of the house, I was like everyone, where whenever people would say that, I'd be like, you know what? They can just suck an egg.
But then I was like, who cares? You know, hey, Ronnie, how I look at it, at least people reckon still remembers us, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Especially you, you old fart, Cowboy, you old fart.
I know. Well,
you know what Oscar Wilde said, right? The only thing worse than being talked bad about is not being talked about at all.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, guys, I guess we're going to get off here so we can go do our errands. But Dan, you want to say anything?
I just want to say hi, and everybody enjoy Big Brother, and hello, Patty.
Hi, sweetie. Love you, babe. So good to hear your voice. Okay. So glad to hear you guys are out there
we're gonna go gamble a little bit more before we get on our plane.
All right, don't get arrested or anything.
Cowboy.
That was 2 days ago. Yes, sir.
Do you have, 2 minutes? There's somebody that would love to say hi to you, hasn't talked to you in a long time. Do you have, a minute or two?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So are they on the phone, Paul?
Yes. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Cowboy!
How are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good.
I was like, when they said you were getting off, I'm like, no.
we got to do a lot. Of course, we got into Vegas about Saturday night, and so it's a quick trip, so we're just trying to cram everything in. And, of course, we've got another, 2 hours before we have to be at the airport, so we're just trying to get everything in.
Oh, but, I wanted to say hello and goodbye before you left.
Well, I appreciate it, and I love you guys. And, Ronnie, it's always great to hear your voice, and Michelle, you as well. And, of course, y'all can all listen to the roundtable on Thursdays. It'll be 9 o'clock, I do believe, this Thursday due to Big Brother moving their day to 8 o'clock on Thursday. Is that right, Paul?
Yes, Paul.
Absolutely.
It's like the moving company. Just moving the show around. Got to adapt to the changes. Got to move them out.
That's right. It's like the moving company.
Thank you guys for calling in.
No problem.
You guys have fun.
I love you guys. All right. Mr. Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, and by the way, I love you, my Tina.
I love
Mr.
you.
Mr. Ronnie, what is your thoughts on everything with all the comments being made and CBS finally airing it? Just give it to us.
You know what? I tweeted this, next Monday. Yeah, it was last night when it aired. I tweeted this last night, and I had a lot of people favorite the tweets. But I really, really mean this. I think them showing it was one of, if not the most shocking thing I have ever seen on the show. Because, in the times in the past, they said, people in season past have said things, not this severe, I feel, but some people have said some things that obviously were, far beyond politically incorrect. But they never show them because it's not in line with broadcast standards or whatever. But I'm really glad they showed it.
Me too.
Me too.
I mean, I'm really glad they showed it rather than just whatever. And, I've been reading some of David's interviews today. I don't know if you guys have or not, but they've been popping up link here and there, and I've been, clicking on them on Twitter. But he said something in one of the interviews that Michelle and any past House guests, we all know this, that House, as we've said on this very show many times, it amplifies the best and worst qualities of you. But David said about Erin that she's not like that, that she's saying, yes, she said these things, obviously, but she said them in anger and whatnot. But, I don't buy that. I don't buy that. Because, Michelle, you and I have been very angry in that house.
And I've called them names and said that they were bad mothers and stuff like that. Not
right.
I called them bitches and sluts.
I called Michelle Noonan the worst human being I had the misfortune of ever meeting. I feel sorry for her and her family. I said that. But that's a far, far, far universe world of difference from what this girl is saying.
Yeah. I mean
calling someone
she's kind of going around with like kind of putting her two cents into every kind of, like, racism, bigotry, homophobic.
Yeah.
She's got her two cents in everything, you know, like, out of anger. Call her a bitch, but go make some rice with your slanted eyes. And what the hell is that? That is not cool. Hello, Julie Chen. I don't think she's going to be really happy about that. Hello.
Well, did you see the talk today?
You know what? I got to catch a little bit of it, but I didn't get this. They were doing the cooking thing when I got on, so I missed it.
I watched it, and then I rewatched the YouTube link because it's on YouTube, Julie Chen, and what they say about Aaron. Woo, they, and rightfully so, they put her on blast.
Ooh, what'd they say?
Like, Julie Chen said it reminded her of the 70s when she would get bullied and got called a very bad word that I won't repeat. And, I mean, and, like, literally, what's the girl that played Darlene on Roseanne? What's her name? Melissa Gilbert. Is that her name?
Sarah Gilbert.
No,
is it Sarah Gilbert?
House on the Prairie. I think it is Sarah Gilbert. But anywho, she's on there, and she made the comment, this is mildly paraphrasing, I feel, but she said that she was glad CBS and Big Brother aired the comments because she wanted her to have to face for what she said, or something like that, and never be able to. I don't know. I don't remember exact verbiage, but it was pretty harsh. I mean, let's be honest. My wife and I talked about this. I think when she gets evicted, because she's not going to win. When she gets evicted, whether it's pre-jury or after the show, when she gets out and finds out what's going on, she's probably just going to disappear, right? Like, I don't think she's going to... I think she's going to be the next Amber. Notice how Amber just kind of went away?
Kind of go in hiding?
Well, I don't want to say go in hiding, because I don't think Amber went in hiding, but definitely didn't talk to people. But Aaron may go in hiding. I mean, Aaron may go in hiding. Can you imagine what it's like to be your parents last night during the episode?
Wait, what'd you say?
Can you imagine what it felt like to be her parents when the episode aired last night?
And you know, I actually heard that before that episode even aired, that there was some kind of Twitter exchange with her family and some people, and the person said, well, I can see where she gets it from. I guess the father was like, well, it's not that big of a deal what she said. And anyway, everybody's saying it in there anyway, so it's a big deal. So instead of being like, oh, my God, I can't believe she said that, you know, we don't
raise
that. Not only did they say what she said was okay, but then they used everybody else and said, well, everybody else is doing it. Like, who cares if everybody else is doing it? First off, you should not even say that, because that just shows more ignorance on your half. You know, so I can only imagine, like, I doubt it that Aaron's parents are ever going to make it on the CBS show to talk about how they feel about Aaron.
No.
You know what I mean?
No way.
Michelle, can I break in here real quick? We do have one of your other Big Brother alumni, and I'm not sure how long he's going to be able to be with us.
I think I know who it is, and I know they have something to say, and they don't have a lot of time.
Right.
So go ahead. Bring him
out. Okay, let's do this. Mr. Parker De Leon, how are you? Thank you for calling in tonight. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Ooh, I like the Parker De Leon. All right.
Well, it's actually pronounced DeLon, but yeah, I'll take it.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Correct me, please.
It's all good. How's everybody?
Hey,
hey
Parker.
I'm good. Just listening to y'all talk about this racism, this ratchetness.
Oh, I know you got something to say.
Woo!
I mean, you can just tell us, Taka, how you really feel, baby.
These fools are off the chain. Like, I just can't believe, like, they, like, you know, normally, like, you might hear, like, you know, one person or one or two people make some stupid, ignorant comments. But, God damn, five people? Really?
Yeah.
Like,
we're hitting the New York Times today,
casting,
Parker.
Yo?
Huh? Have you read the New York? It was on the New York Times today. It was on.
Oh man.
The talk
yeah.
this afternoon. I mean, this is.
It's
getting,
unbelievable.
It's
you know,
huge.
And it's really alarming to me that it took this long for them to actually air it. Like, it took all this pressure from
Thank
all
you.
The media outlets for CBS to finally air it. Like, what? I don't understand. Like, you know, if this is supposed to be reality, like, why don't you show these people for who they are? Like, you know, you just don't leave it up to the people who watch the live feed to get it. Let everybody see it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, that way everybody can make a conscious decision on who they want to vote for, you know?
Yeah, especially when
because,
we have
like,
America's
no, yeah,
favorite,
cause,
I mean, MVP.
Yeah, exactly. And if, because, you know, Aaron, you know damn well, Aaron was probably portrayed as America's little sweetheart. She was, like, going to be
yeah.
the up-and-coming Jordan or the up-and-coming...
Yeah.
Britney or whatever, but no,
right.
like, no, this chick is not even that by far. And, like, you know, for them to, like, sugarcoat that shit, like, it just really kind of made me, you know, take a step back and was like, damn, like, I'm a little embarrassed to even be a part of this shit if they're not even going to, like, you know, want to, you know.
Air this shit out. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
You know,
there's two people, two things that I give credit to for getting this on the network TV show, and that A is the fans. But also, Andy Denhart, and he is on realityblurred.com. He led a big part in getting this to the network and saying, look, if you guys are going to show this show and make money off of these 16 people that you bring on the show, then damn it, show them as they are. You know,
yeah.
and he really laid into them. He sent them a scathing, you know, email. And as, you know, Reagan Fox did too. I mean, there was a number of people who really laid into them. But Andy Denhart really went after him. He's a blogger. He does a wonderful job on all the reality shows. And, you know, when you see something on his site, it's usually... 99.9% the gospel on his site.
But,
and
you know what kills me though is like it shouldn't even have been a question. You know, it
yeah,
should have
right.
been second nature for them
you.
To just okay, let's air it, you know, let's get it out there. But no, like
why did TMZ have to do it first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it should not have even been a question for CBS to air that. You know?
Do you think like, that like her modeling agency and, like, Gina Marie's work and stuff, do you think that they had correspondence with CBS before they put out these, you know, they're fired? I would think
oh,
there would have been some sort of correspondence.
So.
No, you don't think
yeah.
so?
I don't think
yeah.
so either. Like, you know, I'm really glad that they actually did stand up because obviously CBS wasn't doing anything. So, like, you know, at the time, so obviously somebody had to stand up for it and say it was wrong. So I'm so glad that their modeling agencies and jobs and stuff stepped up to the plate and, you know, let everybody know that they don't accept this and they're, you know, they're a bad, poor representation of, you know, their companies. So I'm really
yeah.
glad that they did that, you know. But I'm waiting on Spencer to get fired next. I really do.
Well,
really
I think he's going to. Did you see his company put out a statement?
Is
yeah,
he fired
like,
or is he let go with no pay as the moment until he gets out of work? Is that how
yeah,
it
works?
Yeah, but
he's got a union, He's like
having,
in the union.
If a
so
union's
like,
going to even go so far as to say something like that, doesn't bode well because unions are supposed to support you, and if they weren't reviewing his employment or status in the union, they wouldn't even have released a statement, I feel. At least that's my experience with the unions I've been in.
That's true.
I think he's going to be fired at the end of it all. I mean, if they're already at the point of no pay and a kind of a leave of absence situation, it's just they're going to just cut ties, you know, I think.
I know a lot about unions, and I think he was dead on the money on his last comment. I think they released that comment to show that they were taking the steps necessary and – with a union, you can't just say you're fired. You know,
right.
They're taking the steps necessary. This is the first step. They're doing the steps necessary in a union way, and the next step we'll hear is that he has been released. But they are taking those moves. And
you know, it's crazy. Like the whole time that I've been watching the show, this Big Brother, like, you know, I've only watched it since my season. And, you know, I've always been excited, you know, towards the end that, you know, oh, I get to meet a whole bunch of new people, you know, from these next seasons coming up. Like, but these people, like, there's maybe like, maybe two or three that I'm excited about meeting, but everybody else
yeah.
is pretty much kiss my ass. Like,
how are you going
to
react to them, Parker? Like, are you going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Bix?
You know,
to slap him upside the head, or?
That was my initial Parker reaction, you know. But I had to, like, you know, kind of step back and be like, you know, they're already getting bashed enough. They don't need me adding to it. You know, I'll say what I need to say. Just don't speak to me. Don't even look at me cross-eyed. Because, like, then it'll be one if you do that. But, like, you know, I'm not going to, like, antagonize anything. Well, even though I did think about wearing a noose to the party.
God,
you know what I mean? Be like, oh, is this how you see us? Let me get out my nigger insurance card. Hold on just a second.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
Just like,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
The N-word.
Yeah,
we do not condone any
there.
Of this. Can we do the disclaimer, Cherry, just so that we can make sure we cover our asses?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, well, I'm black, so I can, whatever. I've earned
no,
the right
you can
to say that.
It.
I've
we
been
just
called,
need to pop up
the... I was going to say, I have been called
we can certainly
that,
do that
so
right
like,
now.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and throw this up.
Wait, before
yep.
Parker says another word, let's pop the disclaimer up.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, it's...
...are not necessarily the views of the hosts or the sponsors of the Rad Reality
oh.
Show, and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
There we go.
Wow.
You are free. You are free to wear your noose proudly, baby.
But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, if that's how you look at it, if that's how you see us, you know, let's, why don't you, you know, say it in my face. Being a black man, say that shit to my face. Call me a nigger to my face. Do it. I would love for you to call me a nigger to my face.
That
y'all
word
see a show?
Goes through my body. It's like
yeah.
nails
like,
going down a chalkboard. I can't handle that word. I just don't understand how it's in people's vocabulary still.
Because I know mom never raised a nigger. You know what I mean? I'm educated. You know, I got sense. You know, I'm out here doing my thing. I'm far from that. You know, and for this bitch to sit up here and say some shit like that on national television shows how low rent she really is. You know? She's too
yeah. Can you imagine, though, how, like, Parker and Michelle, I wondered this, and I really want to know what you guys think. Can you imagine how shocked Allison and Rich and Robin were to hear this, though? Because let's be honest, they didn't show any of this in the casting process. You know
nope.
they didn't. You know
no.
they didn't. You worked in casting, Parker. Everyone always puts their best foot forward, and it'll show these things.
They do, and then when you know, it's game time, that's when their true colors were really shown. So
right.
I'm sure they asked them questions about, like, how they got along with other races and things like that, and I'm sure they gave the PC answers, but deep down inside,
right.
so like, you can only hold that shit for so long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I agree
I'm
with
sure
you,
they were very shocked.
They wanted,
I'm pretty
I
sure
think
Robin
they
and Allison were very shocked.
Yeah,
oh,
I think
yeah,
they wanted Aaron to be that Southern belle. I looked at her and I thought Jordan right away. And the
mm-hmm.
way they were making her, you know, DRs and everything, that's how I think they first were trying to initially make her be perceived. And then they needed to really double check what they were doing and finally got it right. I don't think that they did it in the time that they should have. I'm glad that they did it. But I think they were really slacking on that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you heard this, but you know that they're actually continuing as we speak to put homophobic statements out as Jeremy got reprimanded by DR a few minutes ago. So they're actually getting told by DR to shut the fuck up, and they go out of DR, and then they start throwing gay slurs around still.
Yo,
they're not getting
let's talk
it.
About this dude, Jeremy. Like, I'm sorry, but this dude is literally the biggest joke of the fucking show. Because there is nobody in their right mind that is going to let this dude walk out that door with $500,000. He has got to be out of his rabbit-ass fucking mind. Like, seriously. This dude
and,
thinks he's going to win
everything. And thinking that he's
going to
get MVP? Thinking
no,
he's going to get
no.
MVP?
That dude would never get MVP. Ever. like, I don't know where their logic is behind this. Like, you know, they're highly delusional. If he really thinks he's going to get MVP, he's definitely got another thing coming. You know, like, I'm sorry, I can't stand him. He's so arrogant. Like, it's just, and he's a bully. You know, he's a freaking bully. Yeah. Like, I wish a motherfucker would tell me how to vote. Bitch, this is my game. I'm going to vote for what I think is best. And if you want to come after me, fuck you. Come after me, bitch. Let's roll.
Did you see where he confronted all of his, you know, fantastic moving company alliance and said, if you guys don't vote with me, I'm out of this. I mean, he was even threatening his own alliance.
What an idiot.
Man, I'm telling you, what the smart thing to do is for everybody to get his ass, get him and Aaron's asses out of there.
Yes.
You know, or even like, I don't know, like Caitlin form up with, join up with Alyssa. Everybody just flip the script and get Jeremy's ass out of there because he's ridiculous and he's not going to win.
Okay,
and
well,
he hasn't watched Big Brother to know what that process is either.
I just can't wait. I can't wait for someone to blindside his ass. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
All hell's going to break loose too.
Mm-hmm. I'm living for
you
it.
You know it. You know it. I
can you imagine the Cherokee Nation coming down on him when he walks out of there? OMG. Let me tell you what. That Cherokee Nation is going to have his hide. And when I say hide.
Is there talks about it now?
Pardon me?
Like, is there talks about the Cherokee Nation and how he's embarrassing them?
Well, he's been embarrassing them since he walked in the house.
I have not seen any press on that, no, Parker.
Oh.
I don't think they are too social network savvy as far as being on social network and putting their stuff out there, but I think it will be done. I think as soon as he gets out of that house and gets back home, I think he's going to be met with wrath.
Like, dude is just playing way too hard. You know, he thinks he's Frank. Like, get over yourself, dude. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I was over him, like, after the first episode.
Michelle,
yeah,
we've got a fan on the line. Would you like to take a caller?
Hey, real quick, Cherry, I'm going to jump off here because we got it. Michelle and I are heading out. We got to take care of some stuff.
Aww.
I just wanted to call in, and I appreciate you guys having me call in.
Aw, Ronnie, we
thank
love
you, Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Later, Ronnie.
Say hi to Michelle for us.
I put
a
great picture of you and Michelle on our promo today, and say hi to Michelle for us, and we love you both.
All right.
Bye,
I love
guys.
You guys. You guys have a good evening. Bye.
Thank
later.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
All right,
okay.
Let's bring up the fan.
All right.
Me?
Let's
see. Well, my team is already up there, girlfriend.
Yeah,
Anne
I'm
Marie.
Like, I've been... Hello.
How are you?
I've been livid. I watched Julie today, too, when she was very upset. I've been waiting. And Jeremy, you know, he's only a 16th Indian.
What did you think about the show today?
Tell us how you really feel, girl.
You know, and it's cool. I mean, who? I don't. That amazing when he first came in because my nieces are Indian. My brother married an Indian, and I don't think they're hearing a lot because Canada isn't getting Big Brother this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Indians live in Canada.
Oh, but
well,
you know what? I'm sure a lot of people with all the networking going around and word gets around in little towns and, you know.
And I thought the same thing. I sat there about Jeremy being a bully. I mean, this girl, I couldn't believe. I was glad they showed it, too. The thing I'm worried about is you don't think this could have Big Brother canceled. I said, oh, my God. Because
no.
I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Because this is the worst. I've seen in all the years of Big Brother.
I think it would have been canceled. I think it probably would have been canceled had they not aired it and addressed it. But the fact that they, you know, I guess appeased the audience because, you know, they only depicted what Aaron said. They didn't really, you know, touch on what anybody else said. But
well,
it was just a matter of appeasement. But
if you
go
on the computer, I was just reading it. They put together, I didn't realize the others were saying things. Because they were saying, like, Jude And they, I said, what the heck's going on here? I mean,
yeah,
just like
they're
Judge said,
this season.
What the heck? Don't they know there's a what do they think that's? What do they think that's a pin? That's not a mic that they're walking around with.
Yeah,
I mean,
and I think that the next few episodes they'll be airing more of the other comments, probably.
Michelle, I was surprised when they go into the diary room. Well, I'm surprised nobody has said to her, "Shut up."
Well,
can I
think they might have, but
that?
She might have not understood what that was supposed to be for. You know, because they can't quite say that. I don't think that. I mean, it depends on the situation. But Parker, do you think that they actually said, "Listen, stop your racist comments, stop your homophobic slurs"? No, but I think they've hinted around certain words that they're
saying.
Yeah, because
they can't like directly like tell you, "Hey, America's watching, stop saying this." Like they have to kind of like beat around the bush a little bit. So I don't think they directly address the situation like this, you know, like a normal human being would get. You know what I mean? Being not being in that situation.
That's what I was asking. Why isn't somebody telling? Well, even her teammates. Why doesn't somebody say you're on TV? They've said it to each other,
well,
but they haven't said
like,
it to her.
I don't care I don't care how comfortable you get in that house. You always know the cameras are there. I remember the very first time I took a dump in that house. I just started cracking up laughing because I knew I was being watched and recorded.
Well, it's a good thing you did because my season, there was a lot of people that couldn't take a dump because they had stage fright. So there was a lot of fiber in the house.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
I went. Oh, I didn't go the first night, but the second night, shit, I was like, whatever.
Just make sure you take your mic off.
How long can they make the? You know, this is the second week for some of these girls on slop. Can they go a third week?
They can go the entire season.
They can go the entire season.
Oh,
my
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know how many of you watched Zero, but I had said last week that, you know, I wish that, you know, we were all hoping for a new cast, you know, and we finally got our new cast.
Yeah, I was hoping for a new cast also. Like, you know, I was really hoping they would just bring in some fresh faces.
Right. And we all got what we wanted. We got a new cast. But
why
could they have given us a cast like they have on The Hero, where they have some depth to them, where they have some life experience behind them? The cast of The Hero is so incredible. And
I love The Hero. I love that show.
I do, too.
Hey, Parker?
Yeah?
I heard on the feeds that Judd actually tried out for that show.
Did he really?
No.
Hey, Christina, I keep hearing you're trying to charm in.
Yes. I was just reading Twitter as I was sitting here listening when Ronnie was on. I was listening to everybody. Andy mentioned to Aaron and Caitlin that people can go back on YouTube and watch this and go back and do flashbacks.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just totally freaked out, like, really? And it said Aaron was going to go to the DR and ask if that was true. Duh.
Somebody just the other day tweeted me saying, "I just watched when you went off in the backyard on Crazy James." Like, I'm just like, damn, that shit is still on fucking Twitter.
I've been sitting here this whole season so far. It feels like it's been forever. I'm like, is it over yet? And I'm thinking, okay, I know, well, unless things have changed, I know no parties that I know of as a public guest, because I've been to the last two rap parties, have been announced. And I'm sitting here scratching my head going, I probably wouldn't go anyway. Because why drive all the way to where I drive to go and meet nasty people?
Let's talk about the ones that aren't nasty. We have Helen, have Howard, we have Candace, we have Jessie. Wait, has Jessie said anything?
No,
I don't think so.
She's super pretty.
She's a stage cleaner. She's a stage cleaner, and she's the prettiest one out.
You know, is Jessie delusional or something? Like, I mean, she's a cute girl, but, like, she thinks she is just, like, the hot, like, the next best thing since ice cream. Like, are you
hell,
serious?
No. I know, right?
And she's a weird one too. Like, she's like,
I thought it was funny though that she was following Nick around, and she's like, "I like to see you in your habitat." I'm like, "What a wacko!"
Yeah, she's like a whack job for real. Like, this chick thinks she's so hot, and she's
get Nick. She decided to lower her standards and start setting her sights on the delivery boy, even though he's already hooked up with Amanda.
Yeah, that's
she just wants to piss Amanda off. She wants some ass, it seems like it. She just wants something. She doesn't even care what it is. She's like, "Hey, fishy, fishy, what are you doing tonight?"
So who else is there, though? Is it Nick? Nick also, he hasn't said anything, right?
Yeah, and
no,
Melissa's good. I mean, I'm just sitting there going, you know, if you take out those five or whatever people that suck, I was sitting there going, I have five friends who have tried out. Can you just put them in instead? Because
I actually tweeted something about that. You know, like, you wasted a freaking space on people who, like, would die to get on this show. You know, and
you know for sure they're doing All-Stars next year. You know it for sure. After this year with all the controversial shit, they're like, let's do All-Stars. Great timing. I'm glad we saved it for this one.
Well, and I wish
without a doubt, it's All Stars next year. There is no way they're putting more new people in that house.
What I wish, though, if they're going to do All Stars, that they would not take casting. Because you get all these people that try out, and because I have friends that do, and they get their hopes up that maybe after 6 years of trying, I'll be on Big Brother, and it's going to end up being All Stars, and they just go, damn it, you know, I didn't make it. You know, and if they're going to do that, I know they can't ruin the surprise, but I wish they would say that. And, like, this year I have found myself, I think I was watching the feed Saturday, and I had it in my ear, and the same, because I had to put, you know, I put headphones on, so sometimes you can hear the conversations better, and I'm sitting there, and I'm going, I'm falling asleep, because it's the same Mean Girls conversation. I don't like them, and they're so mean.
Yo, every time I turn on the feeds, Caitlyn is talking shit about somebody.
Every time.
And you know what? You know what I think about that though. Like, if you know the whole first week, how you know someone gets HOH, I would base my decision on who talks shit about the person, who the most people. You know what I mean? Who's the person that talks shit the most about everybody? And I would get that motherfucker out.
Well, and I thought it was funny that Aaron is considering getting Caitlyn out because she's just going off nasty. And it's so funny, the jokes going around, they were calling Aaron and David Ken and Barbie, which, ha-ha. They were calling Caitlyn and Jeremy, Jacob and Bella, what all and what else they were calling him. And then I sat there and was staring at Caitlyn for the longest time. I'm all, she sort of does look like Kristen's, but in a nasty way, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there going, oh. And then all the health issues, Gina Marie in her hand, Caitlyn in her UTI, Alyssa in her gas.
Doesn't
or
Nick have
a
UTI now, too?
Well, someone said Jeremy has a UTI now. And I'm just sitting there going,
spreading the love. I love it.
This health
season
is a
of debauchery.
Mess. Yeah, and I'm like,
that's what this should have been called, the season of debauchery, seriously.
This season is just I don't know. I'm just disappointed, and I feel
I'm just so glad that there's finally a replacement for my season as the shittiest season.
Exactly.
Oh, I know.
Amen, Parker.
Season nine wasn't even all that bad. I'm all, this is like the worst season ever, but everybody's still watching because it's Big Brother.
Because it's like a bad car accident. You have to watch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm actually feeling, you know, and I'm going to have to go in a second, but I'm actually feeling kind of bad for Alyssa. I mean, her putting up Nick
too.
as a replacement nom, I'm like, wow, you just sent yourself out the door.
I don't know why she didn't put Caitlyn up.
Oh, I don't either. But I think she would have even had the nasty people, and I'm just calling them the nasty people from now on. She would have had them, except for Jeremy, voting Caitlyn out, because I think Aaron, she can't vote, she's HOH, never mind. I mean, I think most people would have voted Caitlin out because her walking up to everybody, if she puts me up and you vote me out, Jeremy's going to come after you. And she just, like, attacked everybody. It's a terrible season, and I just watched Alyssa, and I listened to the comments. Did you hear what she said to me? And she was nothing but sweet, and she goes, yeah, I probably will never talk to these people outside the house. She
goes,
that's
just... Oh,
well,
that was a perfect impression.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going for.
That was a great impression.
When after the comp, she looked at everyone and said, okay, when they told her she had to pick the people who would go on the have not. So, all right, who voted David out?
Yeah, what was up with
that? That's supposed to be a secret vote.
Yeah, like somebody's going, oh, I did. I voted him out. Shut the hell up. Really?
And then she put them all on slop, and I was just like, and I like Alyssa's comment. Oh, real nice. She put Helen back on slop. I mean, she
That's
didn't care that she was on
MVP
slop.
When Alyssa's gone.
I said everybody's just
going to
keep voting Alyssa because of all the hate that she's receiving by the house guests. I mean, Alyssa just looked at Erin the other day as she was walking through, and I'm sure she smiled at her because she's trying to be pleasant and not cause waves. And she goes, will you quit looking at me? What's your problem? And I'm just like, dude. I said I would get kicked out of the show because I'd go slap her.
I know.
You know what's crazy is, like, I am super guilty of judging Alyssa before the show, you know, because I really wasn't a fan of Rachel Riley. But I actually like Alyssa. I think she's not her sister. Yeah, she's not her sister. I think that she was given a bad rap. I think that she could have really, you know, done a great deal in this game. But due to her, you know, having that Rachel cloud over her head, you know, her game is screwed. So, like,
I
kind of feel her pain.
I really felt bad watching. I didn't really know how she was going to be in the game. And watching, it makes me break my heart because she doesn't deserve all that bullshit.
She doesn't.
You don't like somebody in the house. I think that, you know, I've been in a lot of rooms with people that I don't like. But you keep it moving. You act cordial. You have to live together. You got to walk by each other. I mean, every single time, really, whenever she walks by, you're going to be like, are you looking at me like that? Hello, you guys live in a little house. Get over it.
And a lot of trying to be as pleasant as possible.
They have a good life. It seems like if you say, I have a husband, a nice house, That's a downer for people. Oh, she has a good life. She shouldn't be here.
They haven't given Alyssa one iota of a chance in that house.
Not at all. Like they don't like her for no reason. There's no reason that they don't like that girl. She hasn't been talking shit.
As soon as they even thought she was Rachel's sister, they zoned in on her, and she was the girl that they were going to dislike and put the target on immediately.
But what kills me is that, she didn't own up and say that she was Rachel's sister at first, but who would? I mean, even though she looks exactly like her ass, but, like, who would, like, volunteer that information? Because you know that's going to give you a target. So why would you, like, all of a sudden, hey, oh, by the way, I'm Rachel Riley's sister. Okay, let's get her ass out of here. She doesn't deserve to be here.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, of course she's not going to say anything. So for them to, like, just completely, like, take that and, you know, use that as a whooping stick, it's complete bullshit.
And once
she
owned up to it, they should have been the bigger people and said, okay, Alyssa, you've owned up to it. Let's give you thanks for being truthful with us. We're going to give you a chance to know who you are and not who Rachel was.
What pisses me off about Alyssa, though, is that she is not obligated to say shit. So, like, I get it. The first time she got MVP, that's cool. Second time, he didn't need to say nothing to nobody. You know what I mean? About her getting MVP, because she's not obligated to say that. So, you know, I don't know if she's, like, trying to kiss people's ass, but, like, she should have just kept that information to herself.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
She did tell, second time she did tell Helen.
Yeah, but Helen goes and runs her mouth and tells Spencer or whoever.
Nobody in
the
house keeps a secret at all.
I know.
It's so true.
And Andy pops up everywhere.
He's
the guy who tells me.
He comes out of nowhere,
way.
Like out of behind the bushes, like, hey.
It's like someone's talking, hello, it's Andy, you know. It's like, And his bright color, like, I like him, but after a while, I sit there and look at him, and he's, like, talking. I mean, I talk super fast, but, I mean, he just goes, and I'm just like, oh, Andy, you know, you need to chill. I mean, he's just everywhere, and eventually people are going to see that he's everywhere and saying yes to everybody. So it's just kind of
like, and he's, and if you ask me, he's the biggest, he's the, a really big threat in that house.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't see, people don't really see him as a threat.
And I don't want, and
you
I
know,
don't
he's
want
like,
Nick
he's more
to go.
Of a mental threat.
And I don't want Nick to go because I thought he, I think he's playing an excellent game. I'm like, seriously, you put up Nick. Yeah, he's a threat, but he's playing a good game. It's kind of like he's not playing Dan's game, but he's playing a game similar to where he's sitting back. He's watching people do stuff. You don't see him much on the feeds making waves. He's just sitting, having conversation with everybody. Unfortunately, Gina Marie has attached herself to him. Ugh, that's a long, another psychologist
he's
story to begin
stalked,
with.
He's don't you think? I mean, I kind of, she's had that job for 5 years. Can you imagine getting out of the house and you're fighting?
All right. I wish I could see the look, the look on her face.
I know
Parker,
it. I know it.
Parker and Michelle, before, especially before Parker leaves, the other night I heard Gina Marie whispering to Nick, saying her good friend Alex told her how to play the game. Is she friends with Alex Caldonado or do
you
know?
Yeah, she's friends with him.
Okay. I knew she knew him. I just don't know, like, if they knew each other well or their acquaintances or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how well she knows him. But I'm actually meant to hit him up and be like, what the hell is up with your girl, man?
Yeah, and my is like, where did they find these people and why did they find, like, some of them? I'm like, why did you find them and where and how come you didn't
did
give
you guys
someone,
hear
like,
that Nick was possibly related to Dan?
And someone
really?
He's on,
that's
if you
rumor,
look him up,
yeah.
He's on IMDb. He's an actor.
Yeah, there's people that say are saying that he's Dan's cousin. And if you kind of look at him, he does kind of look like Dan.
Yeah.
And I guess they were saying that there, you know, a past house guest is going to be coming in, which they think it's going to be Dan or something like that. And,
well,
you know.
I thought they were talking about the veto, Frank. Frank was the host. Of the veto game.
Oh, so it was Frank that came in. All right, but that's what
really?
I heard.
I thought it was
going to
be the HR company.
I'm just shaking my head.
On the air or on
I have to go,
board.
But I'm going to say bye, guys.
Okay,
bye,
Martina.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye.
Take care,
bye.
Everyone.
Hey, Michelle, I need to hop off here, too, though.
All right,
well,
Parker,
why?
Do you have any last words that you'd like to say about anything that we've talked about or just anything in general, like how awesome you are? Duh.
Follow me on Twitter, Devon03.
All right. So thank you so much, Parker. I adore you.
I love you too, babe. I'll talk
Take
to you later.
Care,
thanks for
love
calling.
You. See you guys. Bye.
Bye.
We do have another Big Brother alumni about to join us on air. I can't wait to bring him up. He's always fabulous. Let's bring him up. Mr. Handsome Fight himself, Lawan Exum, how are you?
I am good, my love. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie.
How is everybody? How is everybody?
Hi, boo-boo.
Hi, boo-boo. How are you?
I'm excited be talking to you, so I'm really good right now, and I know that the things that are going to come out of your mouth right now are going to be so interesting.
It's going
so,
to be epic. So
yes,
it,
okay,
it,
so
it,
we've
it,
been
it,
talking it. About stuff, so what kind of stuff do you want to talk about? Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
But this
mm-hmm.
is the first time that everyone will hear my opinion on the Big Brother season this season, so you all have an exclusive. So all
right.
Put that out there.
Breaking news, breaking news.
Okay, first and foremost, I really just kind of caught up with it while I'm on a little vacation and some me time. So
right.
I kind of caught up with that.
Me too, baby.
On my me time. And I have to say that I am very disappointed in the characters or whatever house guests that we have right now to portray who, I guess, what America wants or what they want to see on TV. Because, number one, the game really starts when they get across that threshold, but the game also will never end when they get out and see their fans.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be accountable for what you say on TV. Anybody. You may not like certain people or what have you. That's your opinion. That's your prerogative. But when it gets down to, like, racist and all the other bigotry remarks, that's the character that you are. That's just, I mean, you can delete it, you can edit it, but one thing I learned in life early is that you can never take words back. You can kind of band-aid and what have you, but as far as words, you can't take them back. You can apologize for stuff that you've done, but them are words that are out there. And not to even mention out there that it's recorded and people have seen. So you have to be accountable for your actions and words that you say when you and Big Brother. That's all I have to say about that, because trust and obey. It's not for even be the people that's in the house. I mean, it's offensive to people and to some people, but when you go off that air, when you go off the TV, that's when it's going to be a test of your character.
I have a message for you, LaJuan, from somebody in our chat room. Lisa Kamas is in our chat room, and she just posted in here, "I have such respect and love for you on Twitter and Facebook. You bring a smile to my face every day."
Aww, that's how the handsome side works.
You bring such love and such smiles to everyone with your words and your love and your big heart. And I just wish that Big Brother could cast more people like you and Michelle and Ronnie and some of the people that, you know, Parker, some of the people that we've had on the show today, instead of, you know, the people that they have on there now that are just upsetting everyone in the country and putting Big Brother in the kind of spotlight that we don't want to be in.
Exactly. And I have to say that, I mean, I get it. I really do. I get it. But then I have to remember the type of society we live in and what makes us tick. You know what I mean? Like, I have to step back sometimes because it's entertainment. I know that. Everyone knows that. But entertainment also is now reality. And they just so happen to be on a reality television show that, you know, you have people that watch Big Brother that some people look up to these people for the rest of their life. They have inspired people. Even just by their characters that they be on the show, they are people that some people will never in their lifetime even know or meet in their life, but except on TV. So you have to be accountable for what you say and what you do on Big Brother.
I've read a lot of things. One, I'm sure you saw that, you know, two of them have been fired from their job or lost their contract.
Right, okay, I get that too. But like I said too, Big Brother is, regardless, it's a game, and everybody knows that. But when you get off of Big Brother, it's a family. You know what I mean? Like, we all have our own quirks, our own whatever. I mean, some of us still don't even like each other. But regardless of the fact, we are a family. And it just breaks my heart that that's a representation of who Big Brother is right now, what people are watching, being entertained by, because people that have already been in the past on Big Brother, that's a representation of us.
I feel like a lot of people's comments, like there's people that have been putting out there, I don't think it's fair that they got fired or da-da-da. Well, you know what? You know what you're getting yourself into when you're going into a house with cameras.
When you're going into a house, do you know what you're getting yourself into? I know Michelle can speak about the same thing. We know we're getting ourselves into when we go into that house. And I don't care what anyone says, when you sign that contract or you know that you're going to be on Big Brother, your life has changed forever. However long it may change, it's up to you, the individual. But when you are part of Big Brother, your life has changed. Now, can you attest to that, Michelle? Your life has changed.
Yeah, I just don't think that this group of Big Brother new house guests, a lot of them are knowledgeable of what Big Brother and
what the afterlife and the aftermath is really about. You
well,
know,
I didn't know
I mean,
either. I mean, I don't want to mention them either because I didn't even realize and know until I got off the show. I didn't realize.
But you
either,
didn't say,
but
you didn't say anything that was horrible. I mean, even if you weren't
no.
in that house, you just don't say stuff like that. I mean, it's just inexcusable and unacceptable. And like I said so many times, I don't know how many times I've said it on the show today. What happened to the good old-fashioned calling somebody an asshole, a bitch, or a dickhead, or whatever? You know what? Those are words, you know, not that, yeah, somebody's not going to be like, call me a bitch. But when you generalize a statement like that and you're putting thousands and thousands and millions of people into one statement that have nothing to do with the Big Brother game, like, now you're bringing it at a whole different level. You know, you're involving other people from outside in the world that are watching and putting them in that category. You just, that it's just, I don't understand what they think. And they keep going with it. That's the thing. It's like they're talking about in the house. Why hasn't somebody said, are you guys serious? Shut the fuck up. What are you guys thinking? Like, think about your family, your friends, your work, your whatever.
Right. I mean, because I'm,
you know,
like I said, I mean, and like I said, it's a different breed or what have you, because when we're in the house, if we even, I mean, like you said, it's about respect. I mean, yeah, you don't get along with some people or whatever, but I don't know. I just never even thought of some of the slurs that they said about certain people in their house. I would never cross my mind. Well, I'm not going to say it wouldn't even not cross my mind, but the fact that I know that I have to be out the house no matter. When I get out the house, I know my life is going to still have to go on. And
on the talk today, they were talking about those are the things that she's actually speaking out loud. We
right.
have to think about what are the thoughts that she's thinking that she's not saying.
Oh, holy crap.
You know, what are the thoughts that are rolling around in her head that she isn't speaking out loud? What about those
right.
thoughts? You know,
I don't want to know. They're probably even worse than what you say, and I can't even imagine what in that brain that
she's
thinking.
And they were talking about what a troubled young lady she must be. And
but what really upset me, because people were Twittering me, they were emailing me, they were like, "Why have you heard what these people have said?" I was like, "No," but then it's like, you know, they were talking about when they were talking about just people, you know, race, and then just their sexuality. I immediately said I did not want to see it, so I was like on my own and be able to form my own opinion because I know how it is in that house. But when actually got a chance to, huh?
Have you watched it? Have you read what was in the New York Times today? Have you seen all the?
Not today, no. But I mean, up to today, I'm up to par. But it's just like I said, it's upsetting, and I said it's very. I mean, like I said, it's disheartening that they allow. First of all, that they are allowed to say that. That's all. I mean, and I don't know if it's ratings. I don't know if it's.
Well, what do you think
know.
About them putting it on the network TV on Sunday? I mean, do you think it was the right move? I mean, TMZ had already reported on it, so I think that CBS sort of had to address it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think they had no choice, basically. But, I mean, I'm glad they did air it. And you know, so we can see it. But like I said, like I tell people too, the true Big Brother fans, they're gonna catch it. They're gonna see it. That's what you gotta worry about. That's what you got. I mean, you gotta remember, you're gonna be off the show sooner or later, and that's the backlash of it. You're gonna have fans, and I'm saying the true Big Brother fans, which is a huge community. They are the extended family of Big Brother.
Right.
And I'm not saying fans. I am talking about extended family. Like I tell them, I'm not going to consider you a fan. I love you, too. I'm not going to consider you a fan because I think you're different than a fan. You're a part of an extended family that helped me become the person I am and helped me learn something about myself on the show. So I thank you for that. But as far as fans, they're going to be the true people that's going to show them or let them know how they are. Us, the past house guests, can be as silent as a mouse. We don't have to say anything. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be the fans.
There are fans who, and I'm an article right in front of me right now, where fans are grouping together and have started. They've started something where they are boycotting, and they are sending it to CBS.
Like,
and they're saying that they're boycotting the show, and they're also boycotting any of the products that are being
right. Like I say, past house guests is not going to have to do anything. They don't have to say anything. Now, if they want to say something about them, their stuff individually, that's on them. But like I said, as far as the extended family, that's the one they got to worry about, not the past house guests. The fans, the fans are, you are the ones that make the show. And especially since they haven't, America is really involved in the show now. Come on. This is the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Because,
really
America's too,
I mean,
because America's too much involved now. And not only that, like I said, the fans, the extended family that are already involved anyway, and they have a part of the show, oh, you bet you by God you're going to hear their voice real loud and clear.
They're on a mission, and they're going to get their word out there.
And that's why I'm like, you know what? If I'm not even worried about it, I will say how I feel about it. Because guess what? I don't have a problem with nobody. I'm not here to judge no one. But trust me when I say to you this, be accountable for what you say, honey. Be responsible for what you say.
How are you thinking you're going to react, like, say, if Aaron sees you and runs up to you and is like, oh, my God, Luan, I love you, and it's your first encounter with her? Are you going to be like, hey? Are you going to be like, hey, let me just get this out and let you know how I feel and let's move on?
I know what I do because that person I am, you know, Michelle, you know me for 3-4 years now. I'm a classy person. I would never bust you out. That's not me. But I will pull you to the side and tell you when you're wrong. Now, you know that for a fact. You know that.
Yeah.
Now, I will pull you to the side. I don't have to broadcast what I'm talking about with you, but trust me and obey. I will pull you to the side. And that would be it. That would be me. I put you aside, though. Trust me when I tell you. I don't have to bust you out. Because you already know where I'm coming for you at anyway. If you know me.
Yeah.
And that's the way I am. Hey, I'm going to put you aside. That I will do.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad that I made the decision not to watch their videos beforehand. Because it was all those videos were all bullshit. They were all what you wanted to see and not the real. That's why I didn't want to watch that shit.
And that's why I'm so glad, and no one ever knows it until now. Me and Michelle deliberately, and she told, I'm not going to watch the videos. She's like, I'm not going to watch the videos either. I said, because the true self will come out when they cross that threshold. And I was like, so I'm not going to watch or judge who they are until I see them when they cross that threshold. And I'm so glad I did.
Woo! Did they prove those videos wrong? I can tell you that they played those medias and those interviews, and they played everybody until the true colors came out. And
right. And I want to,
you know,
and I want to see your true colors because you act totally different once you get off that. Once you get in the house, I don't care what no one says. You act different. Your mindset changes, but you also, if you're true to who you are, you show your truth down. The cameras don't lie, baby. Trust me when I tell you, they don't lie. Because I've seen some of the stuff when I was on there, and I've seen myself, everything I did on there, you would see me probably more boldly if it was outside the house.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, Allison Grodner wants us to be talking about this because I will quote Allison Grodner saying, I hope this establishes a precedent for future seasons, Mr. Fox said in an email. Well, Regan Fox. He said, I hope this establishes a precedent for future seasons, Mr. Fox said in an email after the episode. When production turns a blind eye to racism, sexism, and homophobia, they become complicit in the very forms of hate speech they actively deny. Rebutting some of the online fury of the past few days, Mrs. Grodner said the show's producers do not actively look for people who might say things like this. She suggested that Big Brother was simply mirroring real life, as ugly as it is sometimes. Your neighbor is probably using racial slurs behind closed doors. No offense to your neighbor, she said, pausing before adding. There is a very important discussion here that people will hopefully have as a result of all of this. So, I guess we're having that discussion today.
Well, I mean, like, you know, it happens. It's going on, and it will never stop.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
I mean,
you know,
I
just think she put that kind of lightly to me. I mean,
she was sugarcoating it.
Right. I think, I don't think there's that many people out there like Aaron in today's, I mean, maybe I'm being naive, but I just don't run across that many people who use that kind of.
But I, to piggyback on that, I'm not naive to the fact that there may be. That's one thing I'm not. I'm not naive to the fact that there may be. But I guess the frustration of me is like, but who wants to see that as entertainment? I mean, I think that's where I draw the line. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's people that talk about, you know, the race and all that and the bigotry and all that behind our back. You would be naive to not think that. But I'm talking about as far as, do you want to see that as entertainment and push that in our face? I don't.
And I feel bad for all of the Big Brother family who are now akin to this and who are going to be tied to this in some way.
Right, right. You said the key word. Right, akin to it.
Yeah.
Because regardless of the fact of what happened, they're part of our Big Brother family.
Right.
We can't change that. As they
and
say,
you can't
think
about
look,
it.
Look, as they say, you can't pick your family, but you can pick your friends.
Well,
yeah.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, and it's also association, you know. We're part of the Big Brother family, so we're going to be put in this, you know, mar of being just like these people. And I'm crazy nut, and I say stupid things, but I don't say shit like that. So I don't want to be put in that same circumference as them and have to defend myself because of somebody else's.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact, yeah, we're going to, and also it puts everybody on guard now, of course, so you're going to be very like, okay, I hope they don't ask this question, or they're going to ask this question. So, LaJuan, you being gay and you being black, how do you feel about it? You know, you just be like, okay, enough already. I mean,
well,
you know what I mean?
Every time you guys do an interview now, this season and these comments are going to come up.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like I said, you will not believe
right.
the tweet, you will not believe the texts and the emails I've gotten from fans and from different people. And was like, how do you feel about this, LaJuan? You know, I was like, I didn't want to make a comment yet. Because I was like, you know, I have to process that because, like I said, I have to remember the type of society we live in now. It just brings an ugly forefront of the face of the truth, I guess. I think it's good like that. Because we're all not naive to think that it doesn't happen. I understand that. I totally get it. But as far as you picking these type of people, you can't sit up and tell me that this just came out like that. You just can't tell me like, oh, we didn't know how that it would be like that once they get in the house. There has to be some type of inclination saying, would they push the envelope that far?
Yeah, and I think that the Big Brother alumni have really stepped up. I agree with you that we don't have to say anything that we have the fans that's going to, but I don't think anybody has said anything like calling somebody out. I think in a lot of the past Big Brother alumni has just been really disgusted and disappointed.
Disgusted.
You know, they're not calling anybody out. It's just
they're not saying they hate anyone. I could say there's no one saying they hate anyone or what have you, but that's in their character. They're speaking of what, you know, like, this is the part of our family. We don't want you guys to think that everyone is like that. And one thing I want to point out, too, and I want to give props to, is Reagan Fox. Because he just stepped up to the plate and was just like, you know, this is wrong, you know, and this is not the way that everyone on the show is like. I want to give
earlier,
props.
Luan,
yeah.
He and Andy Denhart from Reality Blurred.
I want to give
an amazing
them both
job.
Props. Because, you know, we have to have a voice, too, like I said. And like Michelle pointed out, how would you feel if you see them? Like
right.
I told her, she already know me. And everybody in the Big Brother family know me. They know me. They know how I am.
And you'll have extended arms to them. I know you have such
a big
heart.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to not talk to them or know, I'm going to let them. I'm gonna say hi to him, you know, and then I'm gonna tell him, listen, you know, heads up, this is what's going on and what I feel, and okay, let's move on. And there's a lot more backlash that they're gonna get that.
Right.
That I'm gonna say, because I've been in that house, and I understand that, you know, there's things that come out of you, and that doesn't define you as a person overall, you know. But the thing that Parker had said earlier is that they're words, but these words are heard around the world, and they are on tape, they are on YouTube, they are on blogs, they are everywhere that you want to go and click and put in Google. You can go back and see the tape, you know.
Exactly.
So you're never going to run away from it.
And they hurt. They were hurtful
and
words.
They need to handle the situation right away.
Yeah.
They need to handle it in a mature way, whether
right.
it be coming out with like a press conference or, you know, their media interviews, you know, because
I'm sure
the first question that they're going to get is probably the first interview is going to be like, what the hell just happened? And then I think it's going to sink in like, okay, now I understand what questions are coming at me. And let me try to...
Right.
Instead of being defensive, let me soak it in and now move on and do what the right thing is and ask for forgiveness and say sorry. And people make mistakes all the time. It's saying that you're sorry and moving on and trying to better yourself and maybe doing something with what kind of comments you made, maybe making awareness to not making comments like that, you know?
Right.
Hopefully.
So we can look
like
at it as a positive way.
Hopefully they can look at this and realize who they are now and who they want to be from this point forward and see the difference. And that's how they close the show today, is saying, you know, they can look in the mirror and say, okay, this is who I have been. And from this point forward, now that I've seen myself this up close and for real, how do I want to change and make myself different from this point forward? You know, how do I want to change myself and make changes within me to make myself a better and different person now that I've seen my own flaws for real?
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully
it's a learning experience.
They will grow from this and learn from this and become a better person. And it will be a big, big learning process for many of them, and it will make them better people. And that's all we can hope for, is that they will learn from this and they will be better people. And maybe, you know, one day we'll have them on the show and we'll all, you know, enjoy having them on and say, you know, wow, how you've grown. But until we see that, you know, everybody can change. Everybody can say, you know, man, I was a real asshole, you know, many years ago. And I really took a look at myself. I took a look at my heart. I took a look at who I was, and I didn't like what I saw. And I made a bunch of changes in my life, and I really turned my life around. And a lot of people can make those changes and become a different person and do it for real. And that's all we can hope for these people, is that they do that after they come out of this Big Brother house and see what's really happening on the outside and the headlines and the, you know, the clips of the shows and what people are saying on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere across the country. Hopefully that's what happens, is that they grow from this and they become different people in the years to come, and they become the Big Brother family that we all want to love. And that's my hope for the future, and that's what I'm going to say about the whole damn thing.
I know. I feel like we're just kind of like beating a dead horse, but it is a huge issue.
Been on the switchboard that wants to say hi to Luan so bad.
Let's do it.
Okay. I appreciate it, Michelle.
Miss
Lisa, thank you so much for calling in. How are you, Lisa? Come ask.
Oh, Carrie, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I'm just so moved to the biggest hug from one of my favorite all-time health guests.
to hear you. Can
very
you
hard
just
to hear
speak
you.
Up a little loud?
Speak directly into your phone.
Okay. Is this better?
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh. Yay.
Okay. I was hugging my anger out, so maybe that's
don't
fine.
Hide it, girl.
But I just wanted to say thank you for all the positive, fun tweets and messages on Facebook that you put out, and you're such a positive influence that
sometimes
we all need. And I really appreciate it, and just so glad that I get to say hello and thank you, Michelle and Cherry and Doug, and just it's just been a fun night with a chaotic, you know, season start.
It's been crazy, Lisa, girl. Strap on your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy ride. I still feel it.
Yeah. My hands up
strap
like a roller coaster.
Strap on three. Listen, strap on three, exactly, like you're on a roller coaster. You know, put the whole, like, the headgear on and everything. Get strapped
yeah.
in, girl.
I got my hands up, honey. I'm assuming that's as loud as I can.
You're on a roller coaster, aren't you?
I love him. Oh, my God.
Thank you so much for letting
him.
Me say hi to you. I'm just so glad to hear your voice.
Hello,
and
honey. Thank you.
No, you're so sweet. You're
thank
so sweet,
you.
Lisa. We're glad you were able to talk to him. Thank you so much. And I'm glad we can hear you now, girlfriend.
Yes, thank you. I shouldn't have been trying to hug my phone.
Lisa.
Have a good
Lisa.
Night, sweetheart.
You too. Bye-bye.
Lisa. Are you still there?
Yeah. No, she left. She hung up.
She was just excited. She had the happy
Lord.
Hang up. She was just like getting off the phone. She's probably doing a happy dance right now. Lisa's doing a happy dance.
Oh, my God.
I actually have a question. I don't know. I'm kind of a little bit on the same level as LaJuan. I tape my shows and I watch them and I don't watch live feeds or whatever. Now, Cherry or Paul, maybe you can answer this. I'm sure that LaJuan wants to know. I haven't watched any of David's exiting interviews, okay? My question to you guys, if you can make it clear for me, is has David in his interviews been told about Aaron and about Gina Marie and Spencer and how they lost their jobs and the whole racial thing? And what was his comments to that? Because I feel like he was probably like, really, man? Like, that's what's, like, been going on? I haven't even, like, noticed, you know? Because he was in his own world. Has he talked about it, Cherry?
I tend to think that a few hints have been made in the DR. But
no, I mean, like, David's exiting message, like, when he's, like, he's already out of the house, and he's...
I have heard all of David's exit interview, and David claimed that he wasn't around when Aaron said any of this stuff, but he said that he is still very interested in seeing her outside of the house, that he knows that she has a really good heart, and that, you know, he knows what kind of person she is, and he's still very interested in seeing her outside of the house. He said that if he had a chance, he had no idea about the moving company. He was very upset that he wasn't a part of it, and he was, you know, kind of bummed that he wasn't involved with that. He really was bummed on Nick that... Oh, my God. Sorry. Somebody's doing it.
Cherry, do
mic.
You have dogs?
Anyway, yeah, that's one benefit of having dogs is they alert you to when somebody comes to the door. But
security alarm.
She's muted till the dog quiets down. But no, I had not heard. I knew that. There was rumors that he was going to start his interviews, but I had not read anything. And I never did see David around her when she made those comments. I know he's totally infatuated with her. And I don't know if she really feels the same from private conversations she had when he wasn't around. She really didn't feel like he was a very goal-oriented guy and that he still lived at home. And that kind of turned her off to him. But I don't know.
So
if
it
that's
hasn't really been addressed
that.
To him about, like, I even think that if it was, like, presented to him, he'd still probably be like, yeah, okay, cool, I'm riding the Aaron wave to the end, man. Yeah.
Sorry,
you know what I mean, man? Yeah, I mean, I think he's just so, like, not even, like, he's in his surfing world, and you know what? He is good and happy in it, and I'm glad he is, because he wasn't a part of making all those crazy accusations and slurs and all that. You know, I was just curious because I hadn't seen any of them. But, all right, well, Mr. Lawan, we're going to be closing the show up. Your thoughts on, you know, what's going to happen? I mean, I don't know if you know that Nick is now up. Alisa had nominated Nick in place of Jeremy. And do you think that it's going to be Alyssa's week to go home? Like, I think she made it by a week with all the talk and all that. So you never know.
You never know. You never know. You never know. I'm just so pulling my hair out with Big Brother right now. I got to make sure I have my family together every time I watch it now.
And as I like to call it, it's not MVP, it's America's favorite. Let's just get
right.
The freaking verbiage
favorite.
Right.
It's
most valuable
popular.
Player
yeah.
Means the best, no. The person playing the best game. And unfortunately, that's never going to be who's
going
to be chosen until
popular,
it gets near the end.
It's a popular popularity contest. So, you know. You're
it
not,
sure
you're
is.
Not
well,
making,
well, Mr. LaWonderful, always a pleasure having you. Great
yes.
Press with your LaWonderful-isms.
And,
coming on.
I want to tell everybody I love them and to keep on watching Big Brother because you know what? You never know what's going to happen. But I want everybody to keep following me on Twitter at Mr. You Not Ready and on my Facebook at Lawan Exum. And we will be talking soon.
And prepare
yes.
For the love because Lawan puts out a lot of it.
And Lawan, if you want to come back on anytime, which you're a staple here, and let us know what you're thinking. We love to hear your side of it and
of
bring
course.
Us back down to normalcy. And thank
of
you
course.
So much for taking the time out, babe.
Of course.
And enjoy
we'll
your vacation.
I know. And me and you will be in touch, right?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm still waiting to get word, but I don't
okay.
Want to say
thanks.
Anything yet, okay?
Okay, baby. Okay, love you, baby.
All right, love you. Say bye to everybody.
Bye, everybody. Love y'all.
Love you, Lawan.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Well, we must end Manic Mondays on a high note with Lawan. And, you know, we're talking about this. This is what we're supposed to do. We all love Big Brother. You know those people boycotting it are not boycotting it because they're listening to everybody's venting on the internet. So I appreciate what they're doing, and I just, you know, everybody's got to fight for what they believe in. So keep doing that, you guys, and let's go with All Stars 16. Let's really bring down the house. That's all I'm saying. Come on. I know you guys want to listen to me next year, but I'd rather be in the house and I'd be giving you guys shout-outs from in there. Doesn't that sound good?
You're going to be in the house next year, Michelle.
I hope so. Don't cry, Cherry.
I'm sorry. Something that was in the chat room. You're going to be in the house next season for All Stars. And I guarantee it, there's going to be Michelle Costa in that Big Brother house on All Stars, and you're going to be rocking that place, and you're going to have the best alliance in that house, and we're going to be watching you, and we're going to have to figure out who else is going to rock Michelle's Manic Mondays on this show for the whole season, because you're going to be there till the end, and you're going to win that damn thing.
Woohoo! I want to bring you home to Manic Monday, baby.
Hey,
that's right.
Michelle, I just want
yes,
to make
Paul.
Sure Cherry and I both get to sign the releases or whatever they're called. Make
yeah,
sure
that's the only
us.
Way I could talk about you guys if you sign the releases. you know.
Better.
Because
you're going to have to do some rad reality show shout-outs on, you know, when you're outside in the backyard and, you know, talking when there's nothing, you know, when you got downtime, you're going to have to give some shout-outs to the rad reality show while you're sitting around the Big Brother house on season 16. Because I know you're going to be there.
Heck yeah, let's do it. Woo, Michelle Fall Stars. Well, I'll bring you guys entertainment value, just not the entertainment value that this season's bringing. I'm just going to probably call a lot of people bitches and sluts.
That's okay, baby.
That's what we want, baby. And don't forget, I actually had this tip the other day. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. I'm just throwing it out there again. Because I feel like in the All Stars, we'll be doing a lot of leapfrogging. It'll be a lot of switcheroos. But thank you again, Paul and Cherry, for making the show great and for all our callers and listeners and chat room. I love you guys. I wish I could be seeing you guys right now, typing your little fingers away. But we will have a great show next week. Just let you guys know that in the next upcoming month or so, we will have Evil Dick coming on. I spoke to him,
woo-hoo,
and he is on vacation, and he is going to be on the road for a few weeks, but he will come on as soon as he's back home and settled to let us know his thoughts, and we all want to know what Evil Dick's thinking.
Evil Dick the other night on YouTube.
Yeah, and we're going to be having Ian coming up in the next month, I believe in August, middle of August, when he's done his classes. He's going to be one of our guests, and he's going to let us know his thoughts. I'm interested to see Ian, what he thinks. I think he's going to probably be traumatized and
I've heard
not really know.
I can't wait to have him on.
Yeah. So be prepared, you guys. And, you know, we're going to just be doing this probably every week where I'm going to be, you know, either getting one person or we're just going to get a bunch of people. I hope you guys don't mind if I bring a bunch of past Big Brother guests back all the time, right? You don't mind, right?
It's a party line.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you guys would mind.
I mean, those are hot shows. Everybody wants to hear what these past house guests have to say and what, you know, what they're thinking about the current cast. So I think the more the merrier. Bring it on, Michelle. It's a hot show. Everybody wants to hear it. So, you know, bring on who you want to bring on. And if it's one guest or five, you do what you do, and it's always epic.
Yes. And make sure you guys listen to the roundtable Thursday at 9 o'clock with Mr. Cowboy.
We're
going
to move it to 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Because they are moving the live eviction to Thursday, and so we are going to be airing right after the live eviction. So make sure you're with us at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. We're just like the moving company. We're moving on. So
steamrolling them, getting them out, and moving them in.
That's right. So
and
now
we'll
the
see
show
if Nick gets moved out this
back
week.
Back to our regular time again at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So that's where it usually was to begin with. We're moving back to the regular time. So
all right. Well, we will see you guys. Who will be the one evicted on Thursday? Will it be Alisa? Will it be Helen? Or will it be MC Nick? You know, they don't know that they have an extra day to basically let people know why they should stay or for other people to think they should go. So that extra day might just jumble up a little plans. You never know. There could be another wine gate or another hat gate. You never know. Hide your hat. Hide your wives. Hide your kids.
And your shampoo.
All that stuff. Your toothbrushes. Because we know what happens with toothbrushes in the house. Yes. So money does bring the root of all evil, but I'd rather have evil and money, I guess. We'll see what happens.
Well, Well, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us tonight, even though you're on vacation at the biggest casino in America. I know that you're having fun, so have a little more for me. Have me a glass of vino and go out there and have a great time with your friends. And I can't wait to have you back here on Manic Mondays next week. Who knows what will have occurred in the Big Brother house by next Monday, but we'll be talking about it.
We sure will. And you guys, make sure you put it on your calendars. Mark it, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Manic Mondays. And make sure you take your notes so that if you have an opinion about something, maybe you heard something on the live feeds or whatever that you need to talk about, let's talk about it. So bring out your pad and paper and get ready, because you know what? The season so far has shown us that you can't close your eyes or walk away for a minute, or your ears, because if you close your eyes,
you
can still
hear from you guys.
Yeah.
We want to hear from
you. We want
all
you guys.
We don't bite, you know. We love to hear from
you.
We nibble. So, you know, call and talk to Michelle Costa. She loves to hear from all of you. So next week, those of you who didn't call in tonight, we expect to hear from you next week. Call in.
We demand it.
And say hi to Michelle Costa and the guests that we have on next week. And, you know, that's what this show is set up for, so that you guys get to talk to the reality people that you've watched so long on TV, and you get to come on and actually talk to them on the phone, say hi, and say, you know, whatever you want to them, and talk to them on the phone. And how often do you get a chance like that? You know, you
exactly.
don't get that chance every day. Come on, talk to them on the phone. It's just like calling your friend, whoever your bestie is. You just dial the phone and you say, hey, you know, it's not
That's
like
it.
You know, anybody's going to bite you over the phone or anything. It's just like calling your bestie and saying, wow, did you watch Big Brother last night? Just, you know, and start talking. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with being on the radio. It's just like talking to your best friend on the phone. And so all you have to do is dial 347-237-5506 and you get Michelle Costa and whoever her guest is, and you get to talk to the reality people that you've watched on TV for months and months and gotten to know and love them so much. And that's your opportunity to talk to these people that are so awesome and have offered their time to be on here and talk to the fans. So that's what we do this show for, is so the fans can make the connection. So take the opportunity and do that. So we're going to wrap this show up today. Michelle, I want you to get out there and have some fun with your friends. Enjoy that vacay, because you deserve it so much, girl.
Thank you, baby. Well, I'm going to go work those slot machines, or if Missy Z or Eric Stein is out there listening, the slit. And I'm going to leave it at that. Love you guys. Happy Manic Mondays. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Cherry and Paul. And Cherry, take it away.
Okay. We're going to close the show with Ron, as we always do. We hope you join us again on Thursday for our Big Brother 15 Roundtable Show with Michael Cowboy Ellis as our host. And he always has amazing guests, too. I'm going to close it with Ron with a clip from him. We'll be back Thursday. We hope you will, too. God bless, take care, and be kind to each other, folks. Don't be like these Big Brother 15 people. Here we go.
Tonight was a great show, and
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
That we'll find one another in that big somewhere out there. And even though I know how very far apart we are, it helps to think we might be wishing on the same bright star.
And when I
wind starts to sing a lullaby. It helps to think we're sleeping underneath the sanded sky.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love you all. If it weren't for our fans, we wouldn't have a show. So we love you all dearly. Take care. Good night. And God bless.
Happy July 4th. Happy birthday, America. Love you guys.
I'll ditto that.